Blog Talk Radio.
He's large and in charge, and he's fooling you folks.
the Trump room, the chat room, Trump room chat room, ha, now there's a Freudian slip, is wide open. And I want you to know this isn't about candidates. It's about free and fair elections. And we haven't had them in 2 decades. So pay attention. The fix is in. It's time to put down the keyboards. Pick up some arms. It's time to do some business. I'm putting some links in the chat room for those of you that are listening, those of you that are awake, those of you got your eyes open. Pay attention. Trump wrote in The Art of the Deal, "The way I promote is bravado. I play to people's fantasies. People may not always think big themselves, but they get excited by those who do. That's why a little hyperbole never hurts. People want to believe that something is the biggest and greatest and the most spectacular. I call it truthful hyperbole. It's an innocent form of exaggeration and a very effective form of promotion. One thing I've learned about the press is that they're always hungry for a good story, and the more sensational, the better. It's the nature of the job, and I understand that. The point is, if you're a little different and a little outrageous, or if you do things that are bold or controversial, the press is going to write about you. And I've always done things differently. I don't mind controversy. My deals tend to be ambitious. I achieved a lot when I was very young, and I chose to live a certain style. The result is the press has always wanted to write about me." Now keep that in mind, because the Donald is manipulating America by manipulating the media. This is a man who had a woman who wasn't his wife. He just hired her to get naked for GQ to show off his airplane and his brand. And he's got an office wall to wall. And I mean wall to wall. You can get a glimpse of it with the link posted in the chat room. Pictures of himself. Now, every office I've ever had, I've had filled with pictures of others and of other things, but not of myself. But once again, this is not about candidates. This is about free and fair elections. The GOP has made it clear that the fix is in. And the reason behind it is they would rather lose this election to Hillary Clinton and maintain their power as minorities in the House and Senate and still be part of the political machine than have a wild card they can't control, like Trump, or someone who will take down the Washington cartel, like Cruz. They cannot control either candidate, and that scares the shit out of the GOP. It also scares the shit out of the Democrat Party. They have arranged through superdelegates to take down Bernie, because that crazy old coot can't be controlled either. So superdelegates take him out. Pimpin' Bill Clinton got Trump involved because they knew with his misogynistic past, they could bring out the war on women once again and use his quotes against him. His serial philandering, his quotes, the guy who quoted Marla Maples, best sex I ever had, called into talk show, offered to show his penis to famed attorney Gloria Allred, which TMZ has the tape of, his current wife, who is just Melania Knauss, posed nude on his private jet for British GQ to promote his luxury brand. Then he married her. So, all the quotes. Everything. They've got everything they need. TMZ's got him, remember, saying, "I think Gloria would be very impressed with my penis," on the air. You don't think that stuff's going to come up in a presidential election? Oh, yeah. That's why pimping Bill Clinton got him to run. All of this is staged. And it's staged for a reason, my friends. It's staged to get Hillary elected, because the fix is in. We're no longer having free and fair elections. When in the course of a nation, the elected established government officials throw off the yokes of integrity, of honor, of their oath of office, it falls to the people to halt the growing tyranny of the rogue nation state. When the separate but equal branches of the government begin to ignore their defined roles as established by the Constitution of the United States of America, once again it falls to we the people, who empower and create the government at the discretion and direction to reestablish the republic as defined by the rule of law of the Constitution. When the Congress will not hold the president in check, when the Supreme Court will not hold the Congress in check, and when the president will not hold the Supreme Court in check, it falls to the people to hold the government, both elected and appointed regulatory tyrants, accountable. All people are created equal, not by the government, but by our Creator, by natural law, and as such have unalienable rights, including life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In securing these rights, the Republic was created and instituted by we the people, consenting to allow the government to govern them. When the government morphs from a republic and becomes an oligarchy, monarchy, statist, corporatist, quasi-socialist regime that is destructive to the natural rights of those consenting to be governed, it is the right of the people to alter and abolish said government, casting aside all of the elected representatives of the people in both houses of Congress, the President of the United States, and those on the Supreme Court who have violated their oaths of office by failing to uphold and defend the Constitution. We, the people, are morally, ethically, and legally obligated to institute a new government elected by the people in adherence to the Constitution, and thus reestablishing the Republic. Although our government is long established, it has failed to live up to and honor the Constitution by adhering to it, and there has been ever-increasing taxation and regulation. But the will of the people has not been represented. We, the people, have been disposed to suffer to a long and storied history of abuses. And while evils are sufferable, they are often seen as preferable to righting the wrongs and abolishing the tyranny and punishments, the usurpations of those inflicting said damages upon the people. It is immoral, unjust, cowardly to ignore the abuses passing along to the next generation. The state of despotism that is being inflicted upon the people of the United States of America is such that it is the people's right, duty, and obligation to throw off the ties that bind and smother, to remove from office those who have inflicted and are inflicting these policies and actions upon the people, and to provide for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for current and future generations. You owe it to your children. Congress and the current President of the United States of America have usurped the Constitution, establishing a history and pattern of usurpation via executive fiat in the use of executive orders, bypassing Congress with no constraint, and the abuse of the War Powers Act by taking America to war on multiple fronts without permission from Congress while hiding behind the United Nations, a non-governing body outside the United States of America, and granting to them our great nation's sovereignty. Facts are a troubling thing. So much so that the mass media has worked in concert with the government to hide these usurpations from the people. This can happen no longer. Hiding behind the First Amendment of the Constitution in order to assist the overthrow of the Republic is at the very least seditious and borders on treason. Recent presidents and congressional members of both the House and Senate, in conjunction with the Supreme Court, have failed to adhere to laws, both legal and just, up to and including the Constitution of these United States. They have failed to honor the 10th Amendment of the Constitution, imposing upon the states tyrannical despotism, taking from them their people and both state and individual sovereignty. Failed to act as representatives of the people, instead imposing upon the people laws, regulations, and imperial orders that defy their will, thus imposing taxation without representation of their values, which is far worse than without representation at all. They have failed to honor the rule of law by imposing upon the people a host of regulatory czars who have not been approved by Congress or the people, creating a government within a government, a tyrannical shadow government operating independent of the constitutionally defined government. They have imposed taxes and fees upon the people without consent and without representation, counter to the will of the people. The President, Congress, and the Supreme Court have worked in concert to allow an alien invasion of these United States by directing through executive fiat and continued and encouraged, not discouraged, mass immigration of illegal aliens into the United States of America in order to create a tyrannical majority of voters dependent upon the government largesse. Recent presidents and Congress have made Supreme Court dependent upon their will alone, thus endorsing tyranny over the rule of law. A multitude of new offices and agencies have been created, sending forth multitudes of officers, agents, and regulations to wage economic war upon we the people. In failing to adhere to the Constitution, they have subjected to the people of these United States of America to judicial foreign agencies counter to our Constitution, unacknowledged by our laws, giving sway to their directives, thus giving away the sovereignty of our great nation and the people, protecting those acting illegally by stonewalling and ignoring investigative efforts into illegal, immoral, unconstitutional acts by these said governmental agencies. And what has been done by the people of America? Oh, you've watched Dancing with the Stars. The three branches of government have denied the people of the United States their right by trial, jury, access to the courts, and suspension of habeas corpus, giving the government and its agents the ability to indefinitely detain citizens without trial, the right to privacy and to be secure in their persons and papers, to be void of unreasonable searches and seizures through unconstitutional laws such as the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, known as NDAA. In every instance of tyrannical oppression, we the people have sought to petition for redress of grievance, but that process has been severed and made null by the Supreme Court, which ruled that although the Constitution allows for people to petition for the redress of grievance, the Constitution did not direct Congress to respond to direct petitions, so Congress was set free from the only venue crafted by our nation's founders for we the people to act in cases of tyranny. That is as if you sit on death row and were told you can file an appeal, but there was no court to file it to. Without a formal process for the people to constrain and restrain a tyrannical government and file petitions for redress, we the people are left to use our natural rights in order to remove from office those in violation of natural law, God's law, the Constitution, and the will of the people. The right of the states to be sovereign, to be free, and for the citizens who reside there to be free, sovereign individuals is a natural right, and these people, these states, have the right, the obligation, and the moral determinancy to levy liberty upon the government created by we the people to reestablish the constitutional republic mandated by the rule of law with the full protection of divine providence, reliance upon all that is right and good, leaving a legacy of liberty to generations to come. It is up to us to do as the founders of this great nation did, to pledge allegiance to one another, to pledge our lives, our ways of life, and our sacred honor to each other, to liberty and to the restoration of our natural rights. Self-governance through the Constitution is dependent upon all of us standing as one to restore the Republic. And I put to you, ladies and gentlemen, do you have it within you to stand with me and face the crooked and corrupt and say, we've had enough. We see what you're doing, and we will take it no more. The fix is in, and we know it. Get your hands off our elections. We will choose our leaders, or we will choose to remove all of you from office. The blood runs when the time comes, and the time has come. Our liberal friend, Samuel L. Jackson, sometimes gets it right.
Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Brothers and sisters, it is time to tell those at the top, those that are spinning the plates, that we're tired and we're not going to take their shit any longer. For decades, they have fed us a shit sandwich when it's come to elections. And we've been given the choice of bread, white or wheat. And thankfully, due to the internet, we can now see that we don't have to decide between bread. We can choose not to eat the sandwich. We can choose to say no. The Constitution is the rule of law. And we're not going to participate in the illusion anymore. We are going to unite as one, right and left. And we're going to use the Constitution as the rule of law. And we are going to restore our republic. And we're going to start over, baby, the way it was meant to be. Keep your mitts off of me. Don't touch me. I'm a free man. I was born free. I'll die free. I'll live free. And if you try and stop me, I'll take you with me. God bless all of you. God bless America. Come with me if you want to be free.
All right, then. Here we go, all right. It's the American Honky Tonk Bar.